All right, so now that's the theme. Viruses.
Okay.
Living or non-living?
I think they're living, and I used to think that they weren't living. I've changed my mind on that one. And the reason that people can't agree about it is that viruses don't have a metabolism of their own. They can't produce energy of their own, and they can't make copies of themselves except when they take over another cell. And so any definition of life, and there's lots and lots of really bad definitions of life, no one can agree about a good definition of life, but almost every one includes metabolism, activity, some ability to convert raw materials in the environment into energy to make copies of yourself. And viruses can't do that. So from that point of view, it seems as if they're not living. And yet you see pictures of these things, and they're like a lunar lander or something. They're amazing structures that, well, they look designed. And design is a bad word in biology, but it's also, it's a key in biology because life looks so designed and viruses look designed in the same way. And they doesn't have to be a designer. They just look designed. And so the question is, well, how did they get to be that way if they're not alive? And the other thing about viruses is that they behave really maliciously. They really look as if they've got it in for whatever cell it is that they're attacking, and they behave with an incredible ingenuity. And again, that's a kind of a trait of life. It's difficult to say that this is a definition. It's just that they look, they smell alive to us as biologists. I don't know what you think. Do you think viruses are alive?
I'm one of those that the way I classify it is when they're outside of a cell, they're just a complex molecule. And I just don't consider them living. But once they get inside the cell, then, of course, they're fully armed. And then I do say they're living. So I'm kind of skirting the issue there because I'm saying outside the cell, you're a complex molecule. Inside the cell, yes, you have one of the most important traits, and that's being able to replicate yourself.
Mm. Now, the reason I think that I would describe them as alive is that they are exploiting their environment to make copies of themselves. And that's what all life does. Even plants, they need water and they need carbon dioxide from the air and they need photons of light from the sun. They need those things. If you deprive them of those things, they're going to die. And we need to eat and we need to breathe. And so we all exploit the environment around us. And the more complex an organism is, the simpler the environment can be that it exploits. So we don't need very much beyond food and oxygen because we're already very complex. And plants need even less because in their biochemistry, in their cells, they're even more complex than we are. Viruses are incredibly simple, but they exploit an amazingly complex environment. They exploit the insides of other cells. So they're exploiting their environment. They're using it to make copies of themselves. So if you think of life as the ability to make copies of yourself by exploiting the environment, then viruses are alive by that definition.
Okay. So once I'm inside a cell, I'm going to agree with you.